Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, and you are officially live here on our Facebook page on LA Talk Radio, and also you are listening live on latalkradio.com, channel one. Welcome, everybody, and I am so apologetic right now because we are, of course, in the midst of dealing with all of the remote, Zooming and Skyping and all this stuff, and we finally got it going. So let's, without further ado, make it work here with my special guest, who's amazing. Of course, she is worldwide known. Famous Kimberly Meredith. She is the hands-on medical intuitive healer and just overall beautiful person inside and out. And welcome, Kimberly, so much to the show. Bless your heart.
Thank you, Dr. Cohen. Thank you, LA Talk Radio. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it during this time of the pandemic and moving everything around and, you know, everything that's going on. And thank you, everybody, waiting for us to get on.
Oh, well, I appreciate your patience. And all of you fans out there, Kimberly's, thank you guys, too, for your patience, because I know it'll be well worth it. And we always love to see her anywhere. If you guys have no idea who Kimberly is, which I'm sure y'all do, she is what we call, right, medical intuitive hands-on healer. And of course, you've been commanding worldwide attention for so long. I know we're going to be talking about what your gifts are and what you do to help people. And of course, you have written a free ebook for us all right now. Thank you so much for that. And it's called, there it is, Coronavirus. There it is, girl. Top 21 Tips for Protection. And Kimberly, thank you for that too, because you do so much in that book. And it's, you know, it includes a lot more than I knew and that we know on the news about it. So we really appreciate that. So I'd like to kind of talk about your gifts and maybe encourage listeners to call in. And I know we put it out on our social media, what numbers to call in live if they have questions. And my goal was just to tell people what you do, how they can contact you and all that, talk about your book. But also, you have generously agreed to help people out here, as you always do on the air. You're a loving soul, so we really appreciate that. You know, I just want you all to know that Kimberly is one of the most highly regarded intuitive healers. You've been tested by more laboratories and researchers than any medical intuitive. Is that right?
It is right. Yes.
Man. So many. And she is, what's your percentage rate? Huge. I mean, in terms of diagnosing and it's way up there in the high percentages. And for those out there who haven't seen your amazing work, can you talk about what exactly you do as a medical intuitive?
I have a specific technique where I go into a deep state of trance. I get downloads and I am clairaudient, clairescent, clairvoyant, where I hear through your breath and I can see visually and I wave my hand. So a lot is going through my hand movement and my eyes that blink. So through my remote viewing into your system,
yes,
I orically see through you and wave my hand around you like a wand.
Right.
So I blink and wave across your body. And I do it in a sort of a, so Einstein had a theory and sort of like we're in dimensional energies and we are multidimensional people. So I go into a higher dimensional frequency when I do it because I feel when I'm doing it, it's become faster and faster over the last few years. Yes. And as I do it, I also put you into a channeling perspective. So you go into deep energy too. And it's actually quite fun. People enjoy it. And as I do it, when I first started 4 years ago, it would be, you know, maybe a half an hour. Now it's up to 3.5 minutes I can do it. Wow. And I just kind of wave my hand over you. And in that, I get downloads pretty fast. But I used to just get, you know, this left eye would be, everything is good. The right eye would be not good. And both eyes blinking would mean maybe you've had a near-death experience, that you had surgeries, you had an experience of the Holy Spirit, God brought you back, you had some severe injuries. So different blinks are this. Now I have up to 24 different blinking codes for different things. So I just go through the whole entire system of you, and I give you an energetic blueprint of your body. And I have people record it. And then after that, often people will say, you're right, I do have breast cancer. You're right, I do have a brain tumor. You're right, I do have this. And then if they don't know what they have, and I find these things and investigate these things, then often there's the next step. They go to a doctor and confirm it and then come back. Or in that moment, I go to the next step, which I will do a laying on hands healing.
Yes, that's beautiful. And listeners and viewers out there, if you haven't seen Kimberly's work, they can see you on YouTube. They can see you on shows. I mean, what your work, this is some serious work. And does this not only your remote viewer, so you can do it on Skype and Zoom, and that just blows me away as well.
Yeah, the energy of the Holy Spirit can go through walls, go through anything. It's omnipresent. The omnipresent can be anywhere at any time, at any moment, and can invoke the Spirit in you. Wow. I'm a vessel for the energy. I'm not God, but I am the vessel to help you and learn to teach you to do this. Yes.
That is just amazing. And of course, myself and a lot of, you know, my colleagues here who've been on my show, you know, we're totally into it. I mean, we're working on, you know, getting into the field, which we call the God field, the field of light, and daily practice of, you know, all of us working, you know, together and individually of really, you know, trying to achieve not who you are, because you have these unique gifts that you've been given, but just trying to achieve a higher consciousness being so important.
I think that at this point where we are now, even for me, where I was just 4 years ago when it started to happen, for where I am at this moment, it actually, I'm getting chills right now in confirmation of the Holy One, that it's an absolute, we're being directed. Yes, we are being directed by the omnipresent, that this is a must for our spiritual boosting as much as we are boosting our immune system. It's part of our boosting our immune system to be spiritually boosting our spirituality.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. And so much of your tuning in and opening up is because you are open. You are one with that consciousness vibration of love. And you have to be.
I am. And through doing that, we forgive people, we keep moving forward, and in forgiving and moving forward, we are healed faster.
Yes, absolutely. And forgiveness is huge. I mean, that's the thing, forgiving ourselves. And I, you know, that constant, the high beta chatter going on, we have to just go into that state. Now, the thing is that I would love you to share just a little bit, and I know you've done this so many times, with how this came about. How did you really become the person you are today as that medium healer?
Wow. Well, to just condense it, I would like to make it like, just to say that, you know, I had the near-death experience, which I really was meeting this, you know, meeting the omnipresent at the time in 2013 when I had a blunt head trauma. I was admitted to Cedars-Sinai. My kidneys were failing. My jaw was injured. I was spitting blood. I crushed the jaw. My C2, C3 was injured. My legs numb, couldn't walk. Came home from a wheelchair, was told I would never walk again, was in a brace. My life was pretty much over. You know, I had multiple injuries, needed surgery. it was pretty grim for me. I spent 3 months in the hospital. Yeah, it was horrible. And at that point in my life, I felt my career at the time was over. Everything was over. My relationship was over. And then all of a sudden, I had just turned, you know, I didn't want the painkillers. I didn't want that life that I was having at that moment. I was in a very dark moment of like, what has happened to me? What is going on? And then I had in the hospital had a bright white light come through my third eye and my eyes. At the time, I didn't know what a third eye was. And it was God. And I remember saying to my friend, I had an experience with God. And she's like, well, we all know God. And I'm like, no, God, this was God. And she's like, God? And I'm like, God, yes, I know it was God. It was this beautiful white light coming through my eyes and speaking to me. It was omnipresent. And she's like, okay, we all know God. And I'm like, no, this is God. I think she thought I was high or something.
It's hard to explain that to people. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, but it was really this amazing, bright, I mean, it was like so much, and pushing on my chest, like I couldn't get it off of me, like, you know, and at the time when I woke up, I had, you know, I said, please get off of my chest, and it was pushing down on me so hard. It was the omnipresent going, you're to stay here. I actually heard the voice, you're to stay here. And I was like, get off me. Yeah. You know, it was so hard on me. Wow. So anyway, that was my first encounter with this amazing, miraculous energy of the Holy One. Yes. Then when I came home in the wheelchair, I like kind of forget about it, moving on, you know, I was going along. And then again, it happened again to me. The energy came in as a ball, came through my eyes, and started it on me. At this time, I was 99 pounds, still needed a lot of help with my mouth. I had needed dental surgery from the accident, all this stuff. So anyway, make a long story short.
My goodness.
But after that, I started praying the Hail Marys, and then my eyes started blinking. And I was like, what's going on with my eyes blinking? And then I remembered when I was a child, my eyes would blink.
Wow. Wow. And then that, you know, I was reading, that was like 2013. People don't, please do not go into an accident and you know, get concussions. So do not try this at home. And I've heard a lot of folks who have, you know, gifts and who have gone into the light in their near-death experiences as they had, but never such a profound communication. And
when I was a child, I did have eye blinking. I did have energy healing with animals. I had picked up a dead bird when I was a baby. I had prayed on it, and it started flapping its wings again.
Wow.
But my eyes were communicating, and now I know they were communicating with spirit. And I was doing that as young as 6 months old. So when the eyes started blinking again, the live-in boyfriend at the time said, what's with your eyes blinking? I said, I'm communicating again. But then I had to really trust that wasn't me going weird. Just that I was having a transformation of something new happening to my life.
Oh, that's just amazing. And you know about you, honey, how do you protect yourself from all this energy and from folks, I mean, you know, passing by you and just kind of coming into, and you're reading constantly. How do you protect Kimberly? How do you take care of yourself?
Interesting, because when I first finally knew that I was becoming a trans channel and a medium, because I never knew what those words were until I was starting to come around people from The Secret, the movie. You know, I'd be friends with Daryl Anka, who's and I started becoming friends with their people, and they're like, yes, you're a trans channel. And I'm like, I am. They're like, yes. And I was starting to meet other famous mediums and stuff, and they're like, wow, you know, they're saying you have to learn. I wasn't as balanced as I am now. It took up to 3.5 years.
Absolutely.
It was very hard on me. I couldn't go out to restaurants. I used to wear hearing aids. I couldn't I used to wear hats to cover my crown chakra.
Oh my God.
I just now in the last year am able to go dine with my friends, and I still don't go into malls. I haven't been in a mall or a grocery store in since 2014.
Wow, bless your heart. That's a lot of stimulation going on.
I love the mall.
Oh, I know.
But we can't go in there anyway now. So
what's up with that? Well, that there you go. See, there are good things to all this. We could talk about that just a little bit. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, guys, you're watching on our Facebook page, also LA Talk Radio and latalkradio.com channel 1. If you guys would like to call in live, we'd love to hear from you. And the number is 323-203-0815. Got it? It's a Los Angeles area code here, but you can call from all over the world if you want. We had a whole slew of other numbers up, but we decided this was the coolest way to do it, just to go direct live here from Los Angeles. 323-203-0815. And you're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle. My special guest today is Kimberly Meredith. She's not only beautiful outside, but inside as well. And she's been blessed with the gift of being one of the world's and it's such an honor to have you on, honey. I mean, one of the world's most famous and effective intuitive healers. And she's been tested more than any other intuitive healer in research laboratories to be, she's really perfectly right in what she does. Not only do you heal, well, you sort of, I hate to say the word diagnose, you feel people's energy, right? And kind of determine what's going on, and then you heal.
Right? I do. I like to call myself a private investigator because I like people not to tell me anything, and then I go in and I connect the dots to find things. So, like, I'll find out which side of the thyroid is not doing well, which side is sluggish. If you have Hashimoto's, if one of your eyes isn't well, and why is your eyes not well? Is it because you had an adjustment at the back of your head, or is your C2C3 off, or is it bulging, and which one is? And wow. I just like to go into every part of your body and figure out why your hormone isn't working well. You know, if somebody puts you on estrogen, but why are you on the estrogen? If you have a heart murmur, or if you have mitral valve issue, why is that happening? So I like to go in and investigate the issue, not just if you're on medication, that's cool, but why are you on that medication? And then I also go into giving you a nutritional program to help figure out what you can do to help yourself get into more of a fifth dimensional food energy pattern. And I also get into, in the book that I have out right now, what kind of water are you drinking and how much plastic are you ingesting into your body?
No, right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff I get into.
That's amazing. And no, I mean, it's just, and guys, again, if you want to see Kimberly Meredith do this, she's all over the place. Just Google her. And let me just jump in. And what is the best way people can find out more about you and what you do and read your book for free and all that good stuff?
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. To find out about my work, I have a couple handles. One is TheHealingTrilogy.com is my main website, TheHealingTrilogy.com. And when you hit my website, you'll see the way to book an appointment with me. I do in-office sessions and I do virtual Skype sessions all over the world. They're very effective. And when anybody does a virtual Skype with me, it's 60 minutes long. I scan your whole entire body. You can record it. I also do a healing on you. And I send you a full PDF of a nutritional program for you and lifestyle agreement, meaning I go throughout your entire home. I make sure it's all pure organic in every way.
Wow.
Also vitamins and supplements and food. And then my office visits are super cool because I'm a licensed acupuncture therapist, but I do it with cold laser.
Very nice.
Also, I do spiritual counseling through my guides, and we do webinars. We're always having special events on my website of all kinds of cool webinars.
Oh, that's beautiful. So thank you so much. And everybody can sort of check you out. And I'm sure you're, you know, really booked for months and months and months. But I mean, it's just to get more information.
Yeah, you know, we have Instagram. We have Instagram. And we have the YouTube channel called Kimberly Meredith, who channels the Holy Spirit. And on that channel, you'll see lots of videos.
Perfect. Perfect. Love it. And we're having a little issue, obviously, with our call-in situation, but we're going to try to do this. People, if you want to call in, it's 323-203-0815. The other number you can call in from here in Southern California, it's 669-900-6833. Got that, guys? 669-900-6833. New York. One other number I'm going to lay on you guys for the East Coast, 929-205-6099. All right. So if you got any of those, I think the best number might be the 323-203-0815 here on LA Talk Radio. And you're joining me with Kimberly Meredith, the world's, to me, most renowned intuitive healer. And it's such an honor to have you on, sweetie. And I'd like to talk just a little bit too about your free ebook that you've put out there for everybody, because I mean, it not only, you know, it has a lot more information on it than we're getting from the press and the some of the national medical and international medical folks. And it's the top 21 protection tips. And it's really important for everybody to know because it includes so many other things. So if you were to name some of your most important top 21 tips, besides the ones we know about distancing and, you know, covering up and all that, what would they be, Kimberly?
I think my most important ones that I like is, which might be kind of interesting, is that, well, I think we all know to keep our stress level down. Daily meditation, every day getting a couple minutes of sun every day is really important. Making sure we take our vitamin D3. They've linked COVID-19 and cancer and all immune suppressed conditions to a lack of vitamin D.
Wow.
And this is important because our sun has a lot of global warming.
Yes.
And we're not getting appropriate amount of sun. So even if you do go out and get some sun, that's cool. But we want to make sure we take at least 50,000 IUs per week of vitamin D3. And it also helps with our depression when we get low right now, especially with a lot of third dimensional worry and fear and wondering what our life is going to happen right now. And a lot of people reevaluating what they're going to do with their life and what their God-given gifts are. You know, maybe it's something new that's going to happen for us now. And so we might want to just step up on our vitamin D3. So that's something important in my book that I talk about. Mm-hmm. Most of my clients that come in are deficient with vitamin D. The other one is that we need more laughter. I think that
true.
It's okay. I feel for me, because I work with a lot of clients that are suffering and they feel bad if they're not grieving for people and praying for people. And I think there's a time to do that, but that we also need to feel a relief of having some joy and laughter right now. And that raises our immune system, where when we're feeling fear and worry, we're lowering our cortisol and that's more apt to get us sick.
Yes.
That's a point that I go over in here. And a daily meditation with music. I think music really raises our vibration.
Isn't that true? I mean, they're really, and that's the whole thing, I think. And I've stressed this before with so many viewers and listeners, you know, about elevating our vibration. And that's what it's about. It's connecting. You know, we all have that fertile, we have the gifts. And if we could just tune in, and I know you're a big proponent of meditation and just kind of being nowhere, no, as my buddy Joe Dispenza says, nowhere, no thing, nobody, no, you know, you just kind of zone into just kind of losing the sense of self and joining the Holy Spirit, God consciousness, the field, whatever you want to.
Right? Yeah, I love Dr. Joe, and I relate to him. I have clients that come from him, and I have an Angel Awakening CD that's on my website. When people sign up for a newsletter, they get a track of that where people go in, they call in the angelic realm. And it's like some people are like, I don't have time to meditate.
And oh my gosh.
I know the thing is that just 3 or 4 minutes a day of just listening. I like Satnam Kaur. I mean, I like the Beatles. I mean, I listen to music like 8 hours a day and go into prayer with my clients. Just that raises your body up and induces, and even exercise. You know, people think they have to exercise an hour, just maybe 5 minutes a day of exercise.
Yes.
The other thing I have on here is being of service, I find, can really, I have some interesting thing. I have a couple clients that did contract COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
And they were really sick. I mean, strep throat, COVID, chest, breathing, everything like that. They went through the program with me. We did the Skype sessions, everything like that. When they went into the higher fifth dimensional frequency and they were doing my program and my chants and my prayers, and I have a whole list of things that I give people.
Yeah.
They started to turn and get better faster. It was amazing when they started to serve also. What they did is they started to reach out to people in prayer groups. Yes. And started to pray for others. And I'm getting chills right now because that's how I stay healed.
Yes. Yes.
So I get myself healed. And when you talked about Joe, yes. I feel him and Anita Morjani and other NDEs and Daniel Brinkley, a lot of us and a lot of preachers, a lot of people that have not even well-known people, but that's how we stay healed.
Yes, exactly. And it is. It's staying in that loving vibration and it's giving. I mean, because that's what it's all about, because we are all one. And, you know, I mean, that just makes total sense to me. And I think for everyone else out there, you know, listening, it's just, as I've told you before too, and when we do some psychology on the air and stuff, it's not about the techniques or the orientations in psychology, the psychoanalytic or the CBT. It's all that. That's good. It helps. But it's about knowing who you are, self-forgiveness, self-love, just like Kimberly said, and being service of others in some way. Even in the smallest way of giving that love, right?
Very, yeah. Just smiling or helping someone with their groceries. And the other day, someone took our trash out at the office.
Yeah.
It was so nice, yeah.
And there's some lifestyle tips, too, that you give as well along. You know, we talked a little bit about the supplement. So what are maybe some of those lifestyle tips that you could suggest right now?
Yeah. So this lifestyle tip... some of the lifestyle tips, people, one of them is water. That to me is a lifestyle tip because people are really attached to their plastic boy, especially in California. In Europe, not so much, but in California, people still want to have their plastic jugs. They want to go get their water. They want to make this really kind of like a thing. And we've really got to get those. It's like taking our bra off and saying, you don't want it. So we got to take those plastic jugs and say, you know, I'm like jugs. I'm like, we've got to take those plastic bottles. No, sorry. I'm a spiritual healer, but I have a sense of humor.
Yes, you do.
God has a sense of humor. So we have to take those, you know, it's like, come on, you guys, no more plastic because there's no BPA free anymore. It's just, we've done studies, I mean, scientific studies that our body is like holding up to, you know, fossil fuel credit cards equivalent in our system.
Yes.
So basically, and we seem to think that, and this is not our fault, that just buying like a filter, like a pure or rain shower filter, and putting it on our sink is not good for us or not good enough. But it is. It's better than having Walmart water or Poland water from New York. That is actually cleaner than going and getting a plastic bottle water and drinking it. And then there's Mountain Valley spring water that's in glass. They bring it to your home. That's such a rocking great water. And it's so amazing. Yeah. And then your shower filter, you need to have a shower filter because you don't want to bring in the steam into your lungs.
That makes sense.
Because that lowers your immune system when you're breathing in fluoride and chemicals from the tap water. It's not showering on your skin unless you have rashes and sores, But if you breathe in the steam, if you're especially going through chemotherapy and radiation, you do have Lyme disease and a low immune system, then your lungs are going to be affected greatly.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's so true. And, you know, I just think that those are huge to know. And I don't think people think about those things. I mean, you know, everybody, like you said, here in California, they're carrying their water bottles, or the plastic thing is kind of scary in a way. But, you know.
Yeah, it's getting less. It's getting less, and it's getting better. But we need to, now's the time, since this happened, everybody wants a wealth of information, and everybody is growing and moving into this higher frequency, and I feel is super excited about learning as much as possible. So it's super cool.
Right. It is super cool. And by the way, guys, I want to remind you that included in Kimberly's book, The Coronavirus Top 21 Protection Tips, that is a free ebook that you can get online. She also includes her Ascension into the Fifth Dimension prayer. And this is beautiful, because this is, right, this was a channeled prayer by you, honey, and you provide it, you know, for the readers as well. And it's all about what you were talking about earlier, about letting people just, you know, read it out loud, folks, when you get that channeled prayer. Because there really is something about the spoken word and just kind of saying it out loud. So I didn't know if you wanted to share that a little bit for healing for a little bit for people, or, if you wanted to just, you know, we can just have you guys check it out. That would be lovely. I know this was sort of out of the blue, cause I grabbed your book and I just kind of was flipping through and I went, oh my God, it's the channel prayer. I love this. This is so cool.
Thank you, Dr.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did bring it with me. I did also bring some essential oils I was going to talk about.
Oh, love that.
To talk about.
Love that.
People. These, so everything that I put in the book, I blink on that I feel is good. Also, when people come in the office, they'll bring their herbs or vitamins, things like that. And the guides will blink on things that help people feel better, that sometimes they'll be taking things that actually cause esophageal inflammation. And sometimes they'll have combination of herbs that one herb is not always great for another person. People take a lot of combination herbs instead of just on themselves. So these specific oils are really great for keeping yourself very pure right now and clean and protected, which I feel is frankincense, lemongrass, tea tree, cinnamon, grapefruit, clove, and eucalyptus right now. These things I'm vibrating really high on.
Okay. All right.
Putting under your feet.
Yes.
Your neck.
Yes.
Also, I have something on my website called Ormus Cream, Blessed Virgin Mary of the Mother Divine Ormus Cream. Mm-hmm. And calling her feminine energy into your body right now is really particularly very strong. Yes. And I take the Ormus Cream and I put it around the neck to calm and release the neck and open up the throat chakra.
And that's available on your website as well.
Yeah, it's a Blessed Virgin Mary Ormus Cream.
Perfect. Perfect. That it sounds wonderful, but it is. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize the importance when you, if anybody's watched that, you know, film Heal, it's all about opening up the energy. That's what the intuitive healers are about, honey, is really clearing those energy blocks. And, so your spirit guides, just once again, they're communicating with you and you're hearing them, or is it just sort of like, you know, you're getting a feeling, just kind of like an intuitive feeling from them?
I get hearing, feeling, seeing, all of it. I get all of it at once, and I take the direction and I listen to them. And if I don't, then I'm in trouble. I am sort of like a bodhisattva. I listen to what they tell me to do and I do it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And you relay that rather to so many people out there and help heal, and, you know, with your loving vibes and your connection and the gifts that you have. We're getting ready to just have to get off the air pretty soon. Unfortunately, guys, our phone systems were down. It wasn't I am so sorry, and I apologize because I know you were, you know, eagerly waiting to help out all of your, you know, viewers and people who are followers and that kind of thing. And I'm so sorry, guys, that we didn't, you know, weren't able to get this up and running today. It's just, I'll just blame it on the COVID Zoom slams. That's what I call it. So I don't know. But again, it's so nice to have you here on the couch.
I love this. Do you want me to say the prayer?
I love that. That would be so beautiful to close out the show, if you could.
Okay, or whatever you think.
I'm ready. That would be beautiful.
Okay, well, I pretty much have it all memorized, but I like to look down at it anyway. So
sounds good.
Okay, so this is an ascension prayer that I wrote about a year and a half ago when I first started kind of going out into more of the public churches. I was doing the expos already, but more going into some of the non-denominational churches where Spirit was wanting to take people into witnessing the miracles. And now people like it when they sign up for my webinars, they get this sent to them. And I'm going to probably have it. It's in my new book. I have another book coming out from St. Martin's.
Great.
Mill and Essentials in 2021. Super. And it'll be in there. Okay. So here we go. So you rub your hands together and put it over your throat chakra and sort of clearing your throat and taking a swallow and then putting your hand on your heart. And then it goes like this. I am fully, freely, and willingly accepting today and the awakening of the beautiful fifth dimension. I know and trust that by fully being in the fifth dimension, I will witness a miracle today. My heart is open and ready to receive the love, and all of my intimacy is in the God consciousness and fully trusting the God in this beautiful fifth dimension. I can hear and feel and have a shift in everything in my life is fully, easily and abundantly given to me through the divine, and my gifts are fully awakened today in the fifth dimension and higher. I am healed in the fifth dimension. I feel amazing in the fifth dimension. I love being in the fifth dimension. I feel peace, love, and joy in the Holy Spirit and the God frequency in this fifth dimension. I am trusting the negative third dimensional mind chatter is quickly overcome by the fifth dimension. My mind is automatically focused on the present moment. With no effort required, I am a state of being. I automatically live in the fifth dimension. My heart is open in the fifth dimension. I am a child of God. Sat Nam.
Beautiful.
And then just staying in your heart chakra and knowing that the beautiful Mother Mary, our beautiful Mother, is in our heart and blessing us. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that live here. I really appreciate that. That's just beautiful. And that was called My Ascension into the Fifth Dimension Prayer. Kimberly Meredith's latest ebook. She's coming out with a new book as well, but her latest ebook is Coronavirus Top 21 Tips for Protection. Thank you so much for joining us on the couch here today. You're just lovely. And it's just a blessing to have you. And I appreciate everything you do.
I am grateful that you had me on, Dr. Cohen, and I can't wait to see you again.
You take good care, and blessings to you.
Thank you. Bless you. Bless everybody at LA Talk Radio.
Thank you. All right, everybody, and as I always do say, take care of yourselves first.
You're listening to On the Couch.
That's the way it works in the world. Namaste, and have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye.